I am here to tell you about our incredible progress in making America great again.
One day after branding top news outlets the enemy of the American people, President Trump continued savaging the news media at a Florida rally.
They've become a big part of the problem. They are part of the corrupt system. When the media lies to people, I will never, ever let them get away with it. I will do whatever I can that they don't get away with it. They have their own agenda, and their agenda is not your agenda.
This is something that you hear tinpot dictators say when they want to control all of the information.
Lawmakers of both parties routinely complain about news coverage, but defend a free press and recoil from Trump's words.
Of all the things he has said since he became president or since the election, this to me was the most devastating and the most alarming, that he essentially views the First Amendment, because that's what these organizations represent, as an enemy of the people.
One Republican senator weighed in by tweeting portions of the Bill of Rights guaranteeing free speech and freedom of the press. Others sought to downplay the controversy.
So I see President Trump expressing his opinion rather forceful in his own, his own distinct way. But I see no evidence that anybody is putting forward any kind of legislation to limit the press.
I'm not a great fan of daily tweets. What I am a fan of is what he's been actually doing.
Some closest to Trump are distancing themselves from the president's remarks.
I've had some rather contentious times with the press, but no, the press, as far as I'm concerned, are a constituency that we deal with, and I don't have any issues with the press.
While sporadic anti-Trump protests continue across the country, the president's fiercest backers echo his message.
He's right on point, because unfortunately most of the news media distorts it and twists it to their benefit. You know, they were hoping that Hillary was going to win, and she didn't.
While rallying supporters, Trump also appears to be bolstering groups eager to challenge his administration in court. U.S. civil rights organizations report a surge in donations since last month's inauguration.